a broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll look ahead to the 30th anniversary season of eclectic concerts from Camarada. First, though, now through December 22nd, Oceanside Theater Company is presenting Idris Goodwin's world premiere play, Manny and the Wise Queens, a Christmas comedy of hope, healing, and holiday magic set in Bethlehem, USA. At the height of COVID in December 2020, a bright star draws distant visitors to usher in a new era. But when the traditional wise men pause for a break, two wise queens take on the mission, finding their way into the attic of a recent high school grad grappling with holiday isolation in his quarantined town. Director Jacole Kitchen originally helped shepherd Manny and the Wise Queens in his developmental production at La Jolla Playhouse's DNA New Work Series, and she joins me today to talk about this exciting new contemporary addition to the holiday theater canon. Jacole, it's great to have you back on Inside Art.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. It's great to be here.
Well, Jacole, it turns out you have quite a bit of history with Idris Goodwin, the playwright of this piece, not only with this piece, his Manny and the Wise Queens making its world premiere, but before that, tell us a little bit about that history.
Yes, Dave. Idris and I first connected when I was the director of The Pop Tour, which is a TYA youth touring production that La Jolla Playhouse produces that tours schools and community buildings all over the county. And in 2020, Idris was commissioned to write The Pop Tour for the 2021 tour, which was Pick Me Last. But obviously, in 2021, we were not able to tour schools. And so we shifted and we were able to film Pick Me Last for youth audiences. And that was the first time he and I worked together. And it was from there that La Jolla Playhouse commissioned a work from Idris. And he had always had a dream of writing a Christmas play and was feeling very much in that spirit. And so we reconnected again for the La Jolla Playhouse DNA New Work Series, which is where we first started developing Manny and the Wise Queens together.
So this comes out of COVID, not only, you know, in fact, but also in fiction as well as part of the story.
Yes, that is very true. I don't think that I realized that until now, but yes, it is very much the influence, a guiding factor in Idris and I's relationship.
Well, tell us about how the story develops without giving too much away for audiences here.
Well, as you said in your introduction, Dave, Manny and the Wise Queens is a take on the story that we all know of the three wise kings or the three wise men that were guided by the Star of Bethlehem at the birth of baby Jesus. And that star is what is also known as a great conjunction, two planets coming together that occurs only every 800 years. And in 2020, there was actually a great conjunction or a Star of Bethlehem that occurred. And there are two wise, magical Christmas queens who were drawn to Manny, who lives in Bethlehem, USA, and is feeling the Christmas isolation and all of the isolation that a lot of us were feeling around the holidays in 2020. And so these queens come to visit him to lift his spirit and help him realize the gifts that he has to give.
Well, although not a musical, this show does have a lot of music in it, led by longtime San Diego theater artist Desha Crownover.
Yes, we had an incredible music team. And as you said, it's not a musical, but the music is part of the spirit of this play. I like to think of it as an additional character because Manny himself is a budding musician and he has created an app that when it hears Christmas music being sang or hears Christmas songs, it comes in with a modern beat and remixes that holiday song to bring a new modern twist to it.
Well, Manny and the Wise Queens features a cast of three, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this group you're working with.
I have a phenomenal cast that makes up Manny and the Wise Queens. Manny is being played by a newcomer here in town, or somebody that has been seen on moonlight stages and stages around town, Ollie Nelson. He is 16 years old, still in high school, and just the perfect Manny for us here. And Wise Queen Ella is played by Taylor Henderson. And Gladiolus, the wise queen of green and marine, is played by Diane Yvette, who I'm so excited for San Diego audiences to continue to get to know.
Well, maybe you can share a little bit about Idris Goodwin's style of writing and how that appeals to you as a director.
In addition to being a playwright, Idris is also a poet and a hip-hop artist. So there's music and musicality and rhythm built into all of his plays. But there's also humor. There's just so much fun and humanity. You see the connections between Ella and Manny, especially the connections between the two queens who are here on this mission. So there's always an air of fun, rhythm, and musicality in all of Idris's plays. But I should also mention our music team is made up of not just Desha Crownover, who we are so lucky to have on this play. Desha came on as our musical director, but also ended up doing all of the vocal arrangements and helping write the music for two of the new songs that are in the play, along with Eliza Vidar, who came on as our sound designer, but worked very closely with Desha to create the music for the new songs. And at the center of it all, the heartbeat of the music is Mickey Vale, who created all of the digital accompaniment, as it gets referred to in the play. She creates all the beats that Manny's app is created. And so I had an absolute dream team for music.
I think there's a real desire for contemporary Christmas stories. I mean, a lot of theaters are sort of bound to the traditional, but this is a really great opportunity to present something new and some new outlooks and perspectives.
I agree completely that there is that hunger right now for something new. But what's really special about this piece, although it is very much a brand new holiday, we're calling it a new holiday classic, it is built on the foundation of the classics that we know and love, like It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Carol, where somebody's spirit does need to be renewed. This isn't always a time where where everyone feels joyous. Sometimes the holidays are really hard for people, and we have to be reminded of our cheer. And sometimes it takes some outside forces. Sometimes it takes a little magic to make that happen. And so to be able to have that same classic story for Christmas, but told in a brand new way, I think is something that we all need.
And we have to remind listeners that, yes, this is a comedy, too, mostly.
Oh, very much. It is a comedy. It is silly and fun and adventurous. There's one scene, I'm not going to give too much away, but it's just a dangerous transition. And so as these Manny and these two queens are escaping potential danger on their journey to help Manny find his gift, there's a lot of physical comedy that's in there as well. And as I've said, just a connection between humans, which especially in 2020 is something that we were all missing.
You are often part of the developmental process of plays, working full-time at La Jolla Playhouse, but what was the process like here as this went from the first version that you had done in that kind of laboratory setting to bringing it to fruition now for a world premiere?
It was such an honor to be a part of this piece from start to finish. So in addition to the workshop that we did in DNA in December of 2022, Idris and I got together again in Seattle. He is the artistic director of Seattle Children's Theater. And so I went up to his turf this June, and we had a little bit of Christmas in the summertime, and we got some Seattle actors to get together and get around the table and help us continue to workshop it, and got it to the next stage, which was ready for a rehearsal at Oceanside Theater Company. And then it was really wonderful having Idris be able to be a part of that process. He was here for the first rehearsal and got to hear it read out loud with this cast, and was able to make some changes and continue to update and develop the script. And then even with him being back in Seattle, because of modern technologies, and one of the blessings of COVID was Zoom and how easy it is for us to include people in the same room, even when we're in different places. So I was able to bring Idris in via Zoom for some of our run-throughs, and he was able to completely make changes. I would say we were changing and really getting the ending to where we wanted it to be up until the final days of rehearsal before we had an audience. And so it was really exciting to see it continue to change and evolve based on what we were seeing in the room.
So where can people go to get tickets and more information about Manny and the Wise Queens, which runs through December 22nd?
Everything should be available on the Oceanside Theater Company website, and it's oceansidetheatercompany.org, and that's theater with an R-E.
And we've been talking with the director of Manny and the Wise Queens, Jacole Kitchen. Jacole, thanks again for joining me on Inside Art, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oceanside Theater Company presents the world premiere of Manny and the Wise Queens, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., plus Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., now through December 22nd at the Brooks Theater in Oceanside. For tickets and more information, you can visit oceansidetheater.org. Coming up, we'll explore the 30th anniversary season of eclectic concerts from San Diego's Camerata Ensemble. That's next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.